And how many of you have trouble with your memory? Anybody? Boy, I can see I'm talking to the right crew here tonight. If I could just remember what I was going to say. Now, the book of Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 1 says, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, when the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." You know, we always tease one another about memory. Most of us do have problems with memory. There was a study done at Johns Hopkins University not long ago that revealed a number of things about what people have a tendency to forget. Number one on the list was names, believe it or not. 83% of the people polled said that their biggest problem was remembering the names of other people. I heard about a man one time who had invited a friend of his over to his house. And his wife had gone into the kitchen to bring some coffee out, and he kept calling her sweetheart and darling and honey and those charming little words. And his friend looked at him and he says, "Man," he said, "how long have you been married?" He said, "Well, we've been married about 30 years. And he said, "You mean you still call your wife sweetheart, darling, and honey, and all those little nothings?" He said, "I sure do." And he said, "Man, I can't believe it." He says, "Well, just to be quite candid and honest with you," he said, "I forgot her name 10 years ago. Now, I don't know if you have that big a problem or not, but I know one thing, that we all have problems with names. We can identify with faces. We generally see someone, but we may not remember their name. And I know you do the same thing that I have done. I walk up sometimes and, you know, if I'm going to introduce them and their name just slips me, I tell them who the other person is in hope that they'll say, "Well, I'm so-and-so," you know. And I don't know why you're laughing. You do the same thing. I've seen you do it. But we all have a problem with memory. We have a problem remembering names. 60% said that they had a problem remembering where something was, where they had placed it. Have you ever done that? Have you ever gone into the house, placed something somewhere, and you said to yourself, "Now, I'll remember exactly where I put that," and you forget it. Some people have a problem remembering telephone numbers. I don't have that problem. My secretary, Laura Lee, can tell you that I just about remember as many telephone numbers as, well, I won't say anybody she knows, but I've got them down. I've got your number. Now, 57% said they had problems with it. 53% said they had problems with words, bringing the word to mind that they want to say. Preachers have problems with that at times, too. 49% said they have a problem remembering what was said. Some people have a problem hearing it. 42% said they had a problem remembering faces, what they look like. And 38% said they had a problem remembering whether or not they had just done something. John Morley made the statement one time. He said the proper memory for politicians is that he knows what to remember and what to forget. Some people even, how many of you forget where you lay your keys? Some people take them to the activity building and leave them in the activity building and just totally forget that they laid them there. Won't call any names. But you know what? We could say all of that is true with those of us who are Christians, too. We have a way of remembering the things that we ought to forget and forgetting the things that we ought to remember. We are challenged in the Bible so often to remember certain things. We are to remember God and His good works. I heard about a man one time after stopping for gas in Montgomery, Alabama. I was over there a few years ago in a meeting. And this man by the name of John drove more than 5 hours before noticing something, or better, someone. Someone was missing. John had forgotten his wife. John stopped at the next town and asked the police to help him get in touch with his wife. John then called his wife to tell her that he was on his way back. He admitted with great embarrassment that he just hadn't noticed that she was not there. Now, you may think in your mind, how in the world could you forget something like that? How can people forget God? When we're under pressure, we don't have time to think about God or matters that are religious, some folks say. Or when we are just simply in the daily routine of things, we have a way of just brushing God aside and not really remembering what God said or what the Bible says. David said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." We forget sometimes that we are his children and we act in ungodly ways. God knew this would be a problem, and that's why the Word of God over and over and over again challenges us to remember God and to remember his Word. Did you know the book of Deuteronomy contains more reminders not to forget God than any other book in all of the Bible? I'm serious. You could go to the book of Deuteronomy, and certainly we're challenged in a lot of books, certainly in the Psalms. We're challenged in Isaiah. We're challenged many, many places in the Bible not to forget God. But there is no book in all of the Bible that speaks more about being careful to remember certain things than the book of Deuteronomy. Let me give you these quotes from Deuteronomy, if you will. In Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 9, the Bible says that we are to keep our soul diligently, lest we forget the Lord, and lest what we forget what our eyes have seen, and that we forget to retain in our heart those things that we are need to retain in our life. In Deuteronomy 6, verse 10 through 12, the Bible says that we are to depart from evil and that we are to beware lest we forget the commandments of Almighty God. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 11, we were to remember to keep the commandments of God. God warned the prophet Jeremiah that Israel had forgotten their God. Now, you know, it's almost a sad thing when you think about our world today. And I was realistic and honest this morning and talking about the state of America and how people have a tendency to forget God, or they either brush him aside. They don't really think about God. They really don't. In Jeremiah 2 and verse 32, the Bible says that, can you imagine, one translation says, a bride forgetting her gown on the day of her wedding? King James says, can a bride forget her wedding attire? Most brides are not going to do that. But he says, that's how much God should be in our minds, to remember him. Yet the Jews forgot him innumerable days. In Jeremiah 3 and verse 21, Jeremiah again said that they perverted their actions by forgetting God. Just simple as that. Jeremiah 13 and verse 25, they forgot God and they preferred trusting in lies. Solomon, no doubt, warned young people of his day, remember your Creator when you are young. You ever thought about all those great admonitions in the Bible about parents and how they're to teach their children and bring them up in the way that they shall go, and then when they're old, they'll not depart from it? Bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And Solomon says to young people specifically, he said, remember your Creator in the days of your youth, because if you remember God in your youth, you will remember him in your old age. Do you know, we generally, the reason I say that, we don't have a problem with long-term memory. We have a problem with short-term memory. We can remember what happened 40 years ago or 50 years ago in our life. You can remember things from your childhood, but sometimes we have a problem remembering what happened yesterday. And so Solomon was right when he said to remember the Creator in the days of your youth. When those evil days come not, or the years draw nigh, that you will say then, I have no pleasure in them. Do you realize that we cannot survive without God? That's why we ought to remember him. And in the book of Job, chapter 8 and verse 11, The Bible says, God says that all that forget God are those who will perish without any hope whatsoever. And then in Psalms 9 and verse 17, David said, the nations that forget God will be cast into eternal hell. We ought to remember God. You know, you would think that people who have been blessed by God would remember God. When we think about our nation and how blessed we have been as a nation for 237 years, you would think of all things we would remember God. But we choose to put Him out of our mind. But you know what? Even in all of that, God does not forget us. For in the book of Isaiah 49, verse 14 through 16, God says, a mother will forget about her nursing child before I will forget about you. You know, a mother doesn't generally forget her nursing child. She cares for that baby and she loves that baby and she wants to know. Occasionally you'll hear sometimes where young children have been left in an automobile to die in a hot day. And how they can forget those things is beyond me. But most parents will remember their children. And God says a nursing mother will have a greater tendency to forget her child than God forgetting His people. When we face difficulties in life, we sometimes forget God's past faithfulness unto us. We only see the detours and the difficulties of the past sometimes, but look back and you will see the joy of victory many, many times in your own life and the challenges to climb and the presence of a traveling companion who is Almighty God, who has promised never to leave you nor to forsake you. Think about the daily blessings of God and the reminders throughout the Word of God. Have you ever taken God's blessings for granted? Think about that one a minute. You know, we sing that old hymn, Count Your Many Blessings, Name Them One by One. Few do that. We sing about it all the time. But I can assure you, very few folks sit down and start making a list and categorizing all of those great blessings of God. We just say, well, we've been blessed of God. I've seen the bumper stickers that say, well, I'm too blessed to be distressed, and all those kinds of things. But we never really give God praise for what He does. How many blessings can you list right now? If you were to take a pen and a piece of paper, how many would you write down right now that you consider to be a blessing? Why not thank Him specifically for those blessings that come from God? The poet said, always remember to forget the troubles that pass your way, but never forget to remember the blessings that come each day. We are to remember, we're challenged to remember God's Word. You know, memory work is a great thing. And I remember many years ago, teachers in Bible school classes would challenge their young people to remember. They still do that in public school, and that's why they have tests. They test their memory. But it seems as though people don't remember today. People hear it, and sometimes people say, well, I know it's in there because I heard the preacher say it was in there somewhere. Or I once read it somewhere. How much of the Word of God do we have in our own minds that we can bring to the forefront and share with people that we have learned? Do not forget to remember God's Word. For Proverbs chapter 4, verse 4 through 5 says that we are to retain His words in our mind. And then in Proverbs 3 and verse 1, the Bible says, don't forget my law. And the Apostle Paul even told the early church in the book of Acts 20 and verse 35 to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how He said, it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. Do you know that Israel was destroyed for a lack of knowledge, according to Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6? When we obey God and when we remember it, it brings blessings unto us. For James chapter 1, verse 23 through 25 says, don't just be hearers of the word, but be doers of the word. A man who just hears and does nothing is like the man who goes to the mirror and he beholds himself and then he walks away and he forgets what manner of man he really is. He doesn't make any adjustments at all. It's like people who sit and listen to a sermon, but they do nothing at all with it. Or they may sit in a Bible class and they learn about God and they learn how they ought to live, but they make no corrections, no adjustments in their life at all. And they are like that man that James says looks into that perfect law of liberty, but he doesn't do anything about it. He looks into the mirror of God's word, but no changes are ever wrought. Take a look at how often David said that he will not forget God's law. He said in Psalms 119, it is my meditation all the day. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way except in thy word, O God? Someone said if we're going to remember God's word, we must see it often. Do you know, that's why I challenge you at times to open your Bible. That's the reason we put those scriptures up here on PowerPoint where you will see them and not just hear them. It's because we have a way of remembering more of what we see than what we hear. Did you know that's true? Now, you have the ability to exercise both senses when I preach with PowerPoint. But I knew you were tired tonight and you were waiting for watermelon and I wanted to get you out of here on time. Now, I really forgot to make a PowerPoint. David said in Psalms 119 and verse 11, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 15 says, those things that were written aforetime were written for our learning and our admonition, that through patience and hope of the scriptures we might have life eternal. The best way to remember something is to put it in daily practice. You ever heard the old expression, if you don't use it, you'll lose it? It's true. It is true. If we don't keep the commandments of God, they will be easily forgotten. That's why James says, don't just be a hearer, but be a doer of the word. And that's true of every dimension of our Christian walk. A story is told of a young boy one time who lived in a poverty-stricken area, in a large city, who had found his way into a church building one time and became a member of the Lord's church. Not long afterward, there was a bully whom he knew who tried to shake and undermine his faith. And he said to the young boy, he said, if God really loves you, why doesn't he take better care of you? And why doesn't he tell someone to send you a new pair of shoes? And the boy thought for a moment, as tears filled his eyes. He said, I guess he does tell somebody, but somebody forgets. Galatians 6 and verse 10 says that we are to do good unto all men, but especially them that are of the household of faith. One of the things we're most often challenged with in the Holy Scriptures to remember is the forgiveness of God. Virtues we need to have in our own lives. That's why the Bible says that we're to add unto our faith virtue and goodness, knowledge and temperance and brotherly kindness and love. All of those qualities enrich our life and they help us to remember what we are about. Jesus even used a memorial that all of us had the opportunity to participate in this morning. If you didn't, you'll have the opportunity tonight. He gave us a memorial that we would never ever forget his sacrifices and his forgiveness of our sin. Now, the Bible says that the Lord's Supper is to help us remember his death. It says nothing at all about his resurrection. Now, I'm not saying that we ought to forget that. We certainly ought to remember that. That does not negate the fact that you and I ought to remember the resurrection of Christ. But 1 Corinthians chapter 11, when Paul addresses that issue with the Corinthian church, he says, as long and as often as you remember this sacrifice, you do show forth the Lord's death until he comes. God wants us to remember his sacrifice. And he says, do this, listen to it now, in remembrance of me. One of the first commandments of God to his children was to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Remember. It's sad when people forget what hour it is or what day it is, or they forget a face or they forget a name or an appointment. But sadder yet is when people forget their Maker, when people forget God. There are things that we should remember and things that we ought to forget. Someone said, forget each kindness that you have done as soon as you have done it. Forget the praise that falls to you the moment that you have won it. Forget the slander that you hear before you can repeat it. Forget each slight, each spite, each sneer, whenever you may meet it. Remember every promise made and keep it to the letter. And remember those who lend you aid and be a grateful debtor. Remember all the happiness that comes your way in living. And forget each worry and distress. Be hopeful and forgiving. Remember good. Remember truth. And remember heaven is above you. There's so many things that we ought to remember. But none more important than the Word of God and the one who gave it to us. And that's our God. I hope you'll remember this lesson. I hope it won't be short-lived in your mind. And I hope tomorrow, when you see the dawn of a new day and you awaken to one of the great blessings of God, and that is to see that sun come up in the morning and to be blessed of God, because you have eyes to see, you have ears to hear, you have a life to live, and God is meeting your needs. I hope you'll stop long enough to say, thank you, God. Thank you. One of the best ways that we can say thank you to God, as I said tonight, is through an obedient heart and an obedient life. And there may be those here tonight who have not obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. One of the best ways in the world you can show your appreciation to God is by surrendering your will to His. Forgetting yours, but remembering His. Through your penitent attitude and your declaration of faith in Him to be the Christ, the Son of God, and through a walk through the waters of baptism for the remission of sin, and through that life that is lived genuinely, faithful, and know that someday the promise of Jesus Christ is the greatest hope that we have, and that is the hope of heaven. If you're here tonight and you're subject to the call of our Master and you haven't obeyed His will, but you'd like to do that tonight, then we stand ready and willing to assist you as we stand and sing our invitation hymn.